Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, thank you for joining me. In a little while, Newfound Records will remember the one-man band, A. Frank Willis. A. Frank passed away 5 years ago today. But right now, here's Roy Penny with Camptown Races. His album Twistin' the Pick that he released in 1965. The song was called Camptown Races and it was composed by Stephen Foster. The fellow picked it out on guitar was Roy Penny. He's from Corner Brooks, although he spent most of his career in Toronto, where he still lives today. You're listening to Newfound Records, by the way. I'm Wayne Tucker, so I invite you now to stay tuned for a tribute to the man who was voted Newfoundland and Labrador's best country artist in 1981. A. Frank Willis, and we'll get to that just after the first break. But right now, a man who was a force on the St. John's folk music scene in the late 1960s and into the early 1970s, his name is Christopher Kearney. Kearney was born in Toronto, and I don't know how he ended up in St. John's, but he did. And at first he was known as John Kearney, and later on he became known as Christopher Kearney. The song you're about to hear him do is called Theme for Jody, and Christopher Kearney wrote that one. It's hard to find. It was his first single release. It was on the Apex label. Came out in 1970. Later on, he was to go on and release several more singles and three vinyl LPs. Four of Christopher Kearney's singles actually made the Canadian National RPM charts, and this was the first of the four to do it. It peaked at number 13 on RPM's Top 50 Canadian chart in September of 1970. Here then, Christopher Kearney with Theme for Jody.
Jody says it's going to be another rainy day. They're gathering up the clouds to chase the sun away. Everything's arranged. She's been talking to the rain. And the people come from miles around and gaze on with disdain as the symphony goes on. The sad bird sings a song. Out of the sky, like a warm rain in July, the halls are filled with song. Just a gentle glance into Jody's eyes. Never once will she let you see through her disguise. She's always in control, but deep within her soul, oh, the wall goes up, and through a mask she plays a chosen role. And the symphony goes on. The sad bird sings a song. Thank you. knows that soon the day will come when she can open up her heart and let her blues run. But until that day arrives, the sad bird sings and tries to soothe you with her song. And the symphony goes on. The sad bird sings a song. And out of the crowd, the boy shouts out loud, Jody, won't you stay? Won't you stay and stop the rain?
You're listening to Newfound Records, where the unexpected is the norm.
Well, I found her one evening while casually touring the bars, with yesterday's teardrops still falling from yesterday's scars. With beer in our bellies, we talked of tomorrow and life, instead of the reason that led to the meeting of two lonely souls in the night. We danced to the music like two new beginners in love, and the hungers we'd starved for so long just couldn't get enough. Well, the morning sun found us believing that loving was right, and to yesterday losers and tear-crying boozers became husband and wife. And she wakes me each morning with kisses sweeter than wine, and she touches my body in a way that touches my mind. This love that we're living is more than we'll need in our life. And to yesterday losers and tear-crying boozers are happy as husband and wife. Well, the devil must cuss when he sees that the fear on my face has all disappeared and that laughter has taken its place. Well, he may claim my soul for the evils I've done in my life, but Lord, I've a feeling that you arranged the meeting that made us husband and wife. And she wakes me each morning with kisses sweeter than wine, she touches my body in a way that touches my mind. This love that we're living is more than we'll need in our life. And to yesterday losers and tear-crying boozers are happy as husband and wife. Yeah, to yesterday losers and tear-crying boozers are happy as husband and wife.
That's a band that I'd be surprised if you ever heard of. They're called Stumpwater Jack, and they are based, or were based, I should say, in Phoenix, Arizona. The song you just heard was Two Yesterday's Losers. Two is spelled T-O, by the way, in that title. And the reason you're hearing that American band on the Newfound Records Radio Hour, which devotes itself to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists, is because that song was written by a Newfoundlander, Roy Payne, from Trout River on the west coast of the province. Payne recorded that song himself and released it on his LP called One Step Forward. That was in 1973. But the album that I took that particular track from that you just heard, the album was called Too Many Outlaws, and it was released in 1980. The band, as I said earlier, was called Stumpwater Jack, and as far as I know, that was their only LP. Before Stumpwater Jack, you heard Christopher Kearney. Okay, we got to take a short break now, but stay tuned because our tribute to A. Frank Willis is coming right up on the other side.
Well, my name is A. Frank Willis, and I do a one-man show. Played for bull and empty seats, always on the go.
I would like to participate in a clinical trial, but I need to have genetic testing. Based on my genetic testing information, I can be treated unfairly by insurance companies and employers. Canada is the only G8 country that does not protect its citizens from this kind of discrimination. That's not right. That's not fair. We need to end genetic discrimination in Canada. Now. Learn more at HuntingtonSociety.ca.
Churchill from the Once, and you're listening to CHMR 93.5 FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bombay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, as promised for the rest of the show, we remember the man who was arguably Newfoundland and Labrador's biggest star in the late 1970s and on into the early 80s, I'd say. His name is A. Frank Willis. A. Frank passed away 5 years ago on this date, February 27th. The year was 2011. And A. Frank was quite a remarkable man, you know. I mean, how many musical instruments can you play? Well, I know, speaking for myself, I really can't play either one. One time I used to pick up the guitar a little bit and attack the piano once in a while, but I've lost a little bit that I had. So, you know, really, most of us are lucky if we play one half decently. Well, now, A. Frank, he was the ultimate multitasker when it came to playing instruments. He played several of them, and he played a good many of them at the same time. He'd do that by using various parts of his body, including his feet, his bare feet, actually. He'd play the bass and the keyboards with those. Now, naturally, with his mouth, he'd do his singing, but from time to time, he'd play the harmonica as well. And, of course, his hands would be gone. They would alternate between guitar and mandolin, which he wore around his neck both at the same time while performing. And for good measure, Frank would sometimes add an accordion, a banjo, or play the kazoo as well. No wonder then A. Frank Willis became known as the one-man band. And A. Frank, when he was performing, he had quite an eclectic choice of music. He'd play traditional music, country music, pop, rock and roll, and everything in between. The title song from A. Frank Willis' first album that he released in 1976 pretty much sums up A. Frank Willis' musical preferences, I think. And like he says in the song, I like any kind of music as long as I can feel it down to my toes.
Well, I like country music, and I like rock and roll. I like a little bit of blues. Sometimes I like soul, but that's all right. Thank you.
was the title song from A. Frank Lewis's very first album, Any Kind of Music, that he released in 1976. I'm not sure if that's a re-recording of the original recording or not. I took it from a retrospective compilation that was released in 1992 on CD. It was called Over the Years, Volume 1. The original LP is very hard to find, and in fact is not in Newfound Records library, so I can't make the comparison. Well, okay. Now, a little bit of background information about A. Frank Willis for you. First of all, he was born in a town that promotes itself as the town with a fault. That's Dover in Newfoundland. He was born in 1950. And A. Frank made his first public performance at the Salmon River Motel in India Bay, Newfoundland. That was in 1964 when he was only 14 years old. And the band called themselves Frankie and the Twisters. Gotta love it, eh? Other members of the band were Frank's brothers, Marvin, Carson, and Newman. Now, at age 15, that would have been the next year, I presume, A. Frank dropped out of school, and off he went, at that young age, to Toronto. He worked up there in a factory for a year and had enough of that. Returned home a year later and played in clubs with his brothers, including another brother who joined the band now. His name was Lauren, L-A-U-R-I-N, and the boys called themselves the Willis Brothers. Well, Frank, after a while, returned to school to get his high school diploma, and he was doing that in Stephenville. Out there, while he was in school, he played with a rock band called Purple Haze. He did his first solo gig at Holiday Inn in Cornerbrook. That was in the mid-1970s, I think. And after that, he was solo for the remainder of his career. Eventually, he returned to Toronto, and he spent a lot of time up there entertaining expatriate Newfoundlanders with his solo act. Recorded his first LP in Toronto, the one I mentioned earlier, in 1976, and that didn't meet up to A. Frank's expectations, apparently. So a few years later, he was off to Nashville to record another album, and there he was backed up by the top Nashville musicians, including people like Charlie McCoy, Hargis Pig Robbins. Both of them played with Bob Dylan on his albums, for example. And they played for many, many more Nashville stars as well. The album that A. Frank recorded, I think it was in 1978, he called that Getting Myself Together. And now from that album, back to back, two of A. Frank Willis's most popular songs, I'm My Own Grandpa, and right after that, Grandpa's Motorboat on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I was married to a widow, I was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad. So became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. Oh! I'm my own grandpa. Yes, I am.
father's wife and had a son who kept him on the run. He became my brother, for he was my father's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I am her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As a husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. No about it, daddy. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
You're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
Grandpa loved his motorboat all the days of his life. He wouldn't trade it in for a pot of gold. He'd rather part with his wife. He was up every morning at 5 o'clock, fishing in the Colorado Sea. But at night when he got home, Grandma said,
take your cold, cold hands.
Now he listened to Garner, Ted Armstrong, and he listened to the Sunday News. He don't care too much about money, he never heard of Howard Hughes. And he thinks that working on Sunday is the biggest sin of all. He got pictures of Oral Roberts hanging all over his wall. Now his boat is slow as a turtle, but reliable indeed. Well, one day he said to my cousin, let me try a joint of weed. He said, Christ, it's getting foggy, turn back, I think I might. When my cousin turned around, you know what he found? He had his head in an exhaust pipe. Grandpa loved his motorboat all the days of his life. He wouldn't trade it in for a pot of gold, he'd rather part with his wife. He was up every morning at 5 o'clock, fishing in the Colorado Sea. But at night when he got home, Grandma said,
take your cold, cold hands off of me.
Now he soon go home to glory in the sweet by and by. He's going up with the tape, I measured the gate, it's gotta be wide and high. When Jesus sees him coming and forgives all the times he's sinned, he'll turn right around and come right back down if he can't take his motorboat in. Grandpa loved his motorboat all the days of his life. He wouldn't trade it in for a pot of gold, he'd rather part with his wife. He was up every morning at 5 o'clock, fishing in the Colorado Sea. But at night when he got home, Grandma said,
take your cold, cold hands off of me.
But at night when he got home, Grandma said,
take those cold hands off of me.
Why, I can see him there standing at the pearly gates trying to get that boat in. Make room for him, Lord. He's coming with the boat and a lobster trap. And a fishing
net. That was A. Frank Willis with his own composition, Grandpa's Motorboat. Before that, A. Frank sang, I'm my own grandpa. I'm not sure who wrote that one. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, in the late 1970s, A. Frank Willis's career was on quite a roll. In 1977, the Newfoundland Herald named him Entertainer of the Year for Central Newfoundland. And the following year, the Herald named A. Frank Willis winner of 3 entertainment categories for Central Newfoundland. One was Top Male Vocalist, 2 was Best Single for Take Me As I Am, and 3 was Best Album for Getting Myself Together. Also in 1978, A. Frank Willis topped VOCM's list of Best Songs of 1978, and this wasn't just restricted to Newfoundland artists, by the way. He topped the VOCM list with Take Me As I Am, and the number three song on that prestigious list was also by A. Frank Willis. It was called Things Were the Same. And right now, from his LP, Getting Myself Together, A. Frank Willis dishes out a strong dose of country pain with Things Were the Same.
What can you do with the love you once had? Seems blown away with the wind. Get to knowing how chances are slim, things will start over again. So leave it in the air for many a year. Heartbreaker just ain't my name. Break up yourself, spell someone else, and wonder who is to blame. Then I found someone so special. All she wanted to know was my name. Her light kept shining all over me. Meanwhile, back home, things were the same. It seemed so right till something went wrong. So small but big in her eyes. It couldn't have been what we thought it was when we met way back in July. But I found someone so special. All she wanted to know was my name. Her light kept shining all over me. Meanwhile, back home, things were the same. What can you do with the love you once had? Seems blown away with the wind. Here I am, just like before, sitting back home again.
Things Were the Same, composed and sung by A. Frank Willis. Well, time for another short break, but do stick around, and on the other side, you'll hear A. Frank Willis sing his signature song.
Join your host, Nami O'Hara, every Friday on CHMR 93.5 FM for the Japanese Music and Culture Show at 5 p.m. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen online at www.chmr.ca.
死んでいた朝に弔いの雪が降る。
And now for a public service announcement. The Refugee and Immigrant Advisory Council provide English language classes from Monday to Wednesday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Our classes are free and open to anyone who would like to improve their spoken or written English. There is no pre-registration needed, and students are able to drop in at any time during the semester. We offer beginner, intermediate, and advanced classes. Our current semester runs from January 18th to April 6th. Please feel free to contact Andre Rivera at esl@riac.ca if you have any questions regarding our program. Andre Rivera's email address again is esl@riac.ca.
Hi, I'm Jerry Stamp, and you're listening to CHMR 93.5 FM.
I'm a marathon man. I can't believe that I'm still running, but here I am. I can't.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back again. We now continue our tribute to A. Frank Willis, who passed away 5 years ago today. Now, in the late 1970s and on into the early 80s, A. Frank Willis was a big star in Newfoundland and Labrador, and he was also popular with expatriate Newfoundlanders in Toronto, and later on he became very popular with the expatriates working in Alberta. In 1978, a song that A. Frank co-wrote with Wayne Rostad became the most popular song in Newfoundland, and it's the song that A. Frank Willis is still best known for today. From his album, Getting Myself Together, here is A. Frank Willis with Take Me As I Am.
You got plans to perfect me, friends to show you how. I don't need no heavy clinging, I don't need no heavy vows. Well, I'm aware of your wishes, and I'm aware of your needs. But you're wrong and beyond reason if you expect that much of me. Just take me as I am. It's too late to change me now. I'll give you what I can and pay what you allow. But I'll do the best I can if you let me live my own life. Take me as I am. But I'll do the best I can if you let me live my own life. Take me as I am. Just let me live my own life. Take me as I am.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bob MacDonald, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker on 93.5 CHMR FM.
I woke up this morning alone in my bed. A letter from my Gina said the fire was dead. She said I'm leaving, can't take any more. I'm fed up with your smoky bars and our private war. I'm tired of the late nights and all your running around, living on dreams and promises, never settling down. So she took the children, went home on a plane, said goodbye, I love you, but things are the same. Love left down today on the wings of a silver bird. Said she'd always be my lover, said she'd never find another. So here's to the memory of the love that we once knew. But she's searching for a field of clover. She left a note that said it was over. Can't believe that she left me. Here I sit all alone. Sure made the sounds of the children, all the carrying on. So I drink up my whiskey, hope her memory will fade. But then I wake up in the morning, think of love we made. But she's in the bottle, and she's in my head. But when I reach out at night, she's not in my bed. Love left down today on the wings of a silver bird. Said she'd always be my lover, said she'd never find another. So here's to the memory of the love that we once knew. For a field of clover, she left a note that said it was over. It's over.
Well, she's in the bottle, she's in my head. When I reach out at night, she's not in my bed. Love left town today. Oh boy, I just love those lines. And they're from what is probably my favorite of A. Frank's songs, Love Left Town. A. Frank didn't write that one, though. It was written by a fellow by the name of Jerry Forney. And it's from his second Nashville album, A. Frank's second Nashville album, that is. Welcome Aboard was the title of it, and he released it in 1979. And many of the same Nashville session artists that played on his first album, or his first album that's widely available anyway, Getting Myself Together, they also played on Welcome Aboard. And by the way, I don't think there's a whole lot of synthesizers on that album. Those strings that you're hearing are the real thing. Before Love Left Town, you heard A. Frank singing his biggest hit, Take Me As I Am. This is the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and we're originating from the CHMR studios at Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. And now on to two more tracks from A. Frank Willis's album called Welcome Aboard. First, you hear A. Frank's version, get this now, A. Frank's version of a number which was a huge hit for British rockers, The Who. Who would have thunk it, eh? The song is called Squeezebox, and it was penned by Pete Townsend of The Who, and that song, The Who's version, made number one on Canada's RPM charts in 1975. Now, the lyrics of this song, I must warn you, do have a double meaning, and one of them is a tad risque. So you can make it a song, whatever you will. Right after Squeezebox, you're going to hear A. Frank sing the Wayne Rostad composition, Willy Boy.
Mama got a squeezebox, she wears on her chest. When daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. But she's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama got a squeezebox, daddy.
Are you wondering who sang a song you heard on Newfound Records? Find out on the playlist page at newfoundrecords.ca.
Willie boy, run, Willie run, boy, Willie boy, Willie run. Willie boy, run, Willie run, boy, Willie boy, Willie run. Willie boy was a full-blooded Creole Indian. He made a white man's girl feel like a woman. No one in the county seemed to care or understand. Willie boy made love just like the white man. So Willie and the lady ran away. Saw the dust of the posse riding in the desert day. 40 men were pressing hard, who couldn't understand. Willie boy made love just like the white man. 40-1 made Willie boy run from the white man. Wasn't the kind to bear a grudge in his mind, though he took the buffalo away. Though he faced the nation's hate, Willie and the lady raced to a hidden place they never find. Run, Willie, run, you can fly like an eagle if you try. Run, Willie, run, there's a rope in the saddle. Willie's final words were spoken while the 40 men stood looking at him dancing 4 feet off the ground. And as the lady walked away, she heard a white man laugh and say, hell, he can't dance no more, boys, put him down. Run, Willie, run, you can fly like an eagle if you try.
Two tracks by A. Frank Willis from his album Welcome Aboard. You just heard Willie Boy, and before that, Squeeze Box. You're listening to Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker. Now, in 1981, A. Frank Willis received another prestigious award. He was named Newfoundland and Labrador's Best Country Solo Artist at the People's Choice Awards. Now, also around this time, A. Frank released one of a series of three live parody albums. Now, I have one of those live parody albums, but I don't have the other two. It seems that they're quite rare. The one I have, I think it captures A. Frank in his one-man band mode quite nicely. So then, from the album, Live Party Time, here is A. Frank Willis with She Broke My Heart.
All right, this time we got a chance to slow it down a little bit here. Time for a romantic song. This is called She Broke My Heart.
I thought she was the sweetest woman I ever knew. I thought she'd jump over the moon if I asked her to. Then I got her fooled around and she laughed ha ha.
love's all gone. I never ask her, where in the hell have you been? Then I got her fooling around with Charlie, Bobby, Sam, Larry, Nary, Milkman, Bullsman, Fred, John, Eli, and Joel. She broke my heart, so I broke her toll. Wearing my slippers and eating my groceries too. Then I got her fooling around with Larry and Harry and John and Jim and Fred and Charlie, Bob and Sam and Paul. She broke my heart, so I broke her jaw. Yes, I got her fooling around with Tom and Jim and Larry and Harry, Milkman, Bullsman, Ben, John, Lita, Charlie, Bob, Sam, and Eli, and Dick. She broke my heart, so I broke her neck. And now she's all broke up over me.
Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you,
guys. All righty, yay, Frank Willis with She Broke My Heart, So I Broke Her Jaw. Well, we're running out of time here now, so I'm going to have to wrap up our special tribute to A. Frank Willis. As time went on, A. Frank spent much of his time entertaining expatriate Newfoundlanders and Labradorians with his one-man band show, at first in Toronto and later in Alberta. A. Frank continued to release a few singles and several CDs as well, and one song from his latter years that did particularly well for him appeared on Canada's national RPM charts. That song was Savage Cop from Savage Cove. He also did quite well with his Christmas song, Hello Mom and Dad, I'm Coming Home for Christmas. You still hear that one every year. A. Frank Willis continued his solo act through the 1990s and into the 2000s. He passed away on February 27th, 2011, 5 years ago today. That year, Music NL named A. Frank posthumous recipient of their annual Lifetime Achievement Award. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll come back next week for more music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. We're going to close the show now on a high note from A. Frank Willis's Live Party LP. Here is A. Frank to introduce and accompany Harry Hibbs on Road to the Isles. See you next week. Bye-bye.
An old friend who happens to be a legend in his own time is right here in this very club tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Harry Hibbs.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Harry. Thank you.
There it is.